Now, I never knew this was the Davis Avenue community until I started working with the Community Action Agency and started dealing with the official designation in terms of trying to find how many people are there and try to justify a program. And then I was 30 years old and I said, hey, that's the Davis Avenue community. You know, I've been calling it cross town all these years, dummy. And all these years I've been living down the bay, and then the book is Southside, you know.
Okay, but where is down the bay again? That's officially
okay,
Southside.
After you cross Broad Street.
Okay.
A government street, Broad Street. That area that goes south of government, east of Broad, down to Virginia Street is called Down the Bay.
Right.
And it has been traditionally a black community, although there were quite a few whites in the area at the time of my childhood, although it was predominantly black. It was the closest thing that you had in Mobile in the 50s and 60s to an integrated community.
Was it integrated by blocks?
No.
Oh, was it integrated by every other house?
Yeah, we had, there were neighbors.
That's pretty good for the 50s.
Yeah, right. But people never knew that that was a problem until people started talking about immigrating.
Right, that's right. Then, because you don't know problems with
the and then this is when
problem.
This is when all the whites, you know, say, hey man, we don't know mix with these blacks, let's go, you know. So they left.
White.
Right, and back late 50s, early 60s, it became predominantly black. Then urban renewal came in, then wiped out all of that, and the whole thing is in it's not in transition anymore, it is in a rebuilding phase now.
Are there a lot of projects down there?
No.
Are there a lot of
single unit homes primarily. Now over here in the cross town community, you have most of your housing projects. You have the largest housing project in the area.
Is that apartments?
Apartments, yes. Multifamily units. Okay, out where I live in Tolmanville. Tolmanville is now predominantly black. In the 50s, early 60s, it was predominantly white.
Now, where is it, more or less?
Okay, it is, north?
Is it out of Spring
West,
Hill?
No. You can get to the Offspring Hill, but you can get to it more direct by going out Highway 45, St. Stephen's Road.
Oh, St. Stephen's, okay. All right, now, is that a
middle-class life? It is. This is one of the things I would say that's unique about that community, is that it is predominantly black, but you might find a $50 shack next to a $45,000 home. You know, it's that type of diversity.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right. And that was no zoning at the time. You know, wherever somebody saw a lot, if you can afford to build a $2,000 shack, then you put that there. If I could afford to build a $45,000 home on my lot, then I put that up there and we'd be neighbors. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you find that in the Tolmanville area. And there are certain blocks where you find more of the larger homes in terms of what they cost. Then there are certain blocks where you find more low-income people. But, you know, basically, you know, you can live right across the street from one another, this type of thing. And it is predominantly black. One of the things that I know is that the whites that have not left the Tolmanville area are the ones who can't go into place. They're older, they are on fixed incomes, probably retired, or working in jobs that you would consider lower middle class, you know, the $8,000-$10,000 bracket, this type of thing.
I see. Okay, is there a black middle class neighborhood as such?
Black middle class neighborhood as such?
Or upper, for that matter?
You will find some parts of Tolmanville where you will find homes $50,000 an hour. I'm just trying to think of where the